Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt became a legend by being a race car champion who never forgot where he came from. He sported his hometown every chance he could. Atlantic's Don Detter was a lot like Dale. He grew up in a small town and became a champion in the car business. Both Detter and Earnhardt passed that same work ethic and love for their community to their sons. Today, Detter Motor Company continues to give back at every opportunity. So when you're thinking of buying your next car or truck, shop where 4 out of 5 people prefer.
Detter Motor Company, simply better. 712-243-4514, www.dettermotor.com.
Nobody wants to settle for second best. That's why when you need the best in auto body repair, you need Detter Motor Company's body shop. With the latest equipment, a continuously educated staff, and experience to back them up, Detter Motor Company's body shop is your total one-stop repair and collision shop. In fact, they are so good, quite a few people think that Detter Motor Company is a body shop that also sells autos. Schedule an estimate today with Dave Newberry, body shop manager, 712-243-4514. Dependable work, unmatched quality. Detter Motor Company's body shop, Atlantic, Iowa.
And taking a look here at sports this morning, starting off with college basketball, both in-state top schools picked up victories in holiday tournaments yesterday as the Iowa Hawkeye men were out in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Invitational and faced with their first true test of the season. Number 12 Texas Tech fell short and lost a top player to injury. Jordan Bohannon had 20 points and 6 assists. Luca Garza added 17 points and 12 rebounds. And Iowa held off the Red Raiders 72-61 at the Las Vegas Invite last night. The Hawkeyes will play in the championship game tonight against San Diego State. Chris Clark had 11 points and 10 rebounds off the bench for Texas Tech, which lost Big 12 leading scorer Jameis Ramsey to a leg injury with 10:06 to play. He finished with 7 points. After the game, Coach Chris Beard was unsure of Ramsey's status for Friday's consolation game against Creighton. Joe Wieskamp had 16 points and 6 rebounds for the Hawkeyes, and C.J. Frederick scored 10. His 3-pointer off a broken play as the shot clock expired put Iowa ahead 64-59 with 1:29 left. He followed that up with 2 free throws with 1:07 remaining to just about put it away. Iowa will once again play against San Diego State now tonight. Pregame set for 6 o'clock. Tip is scheduled for 7 o'clock. We plan on having coverage here on KJN following coverage of the Iowa football game today. Also in other action in the Bahamas, Tyrese Halliburton brought plenty of flair at the helm of Iowa State's attack, from flashing a hand sign to his ear like he was talking on the phone to another, as though he was looking through binoculars after a nifty open court pass. Of course, it was easy for the Cyclones to enjoy Thursday, considering they were hitting from the outside, playing in a flow, and rolling to a huge scoring output. Halliburton came within an assist of a triple-double, while Iowa State posted a record scoring output for the Battle for Atlantis by beating Alabama 104-89. And Iowa State head coach Steve Prohm quipped, "It's great to make some shots." Indeed, the offensive numbers looked great for the Cyclones, who shook free of their three-point shooting struggles and fed off the flair of their sophomore point guard. Halliburton finished with 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists, while Rajir Bolton added 22 points. Bolton, a Penn State transfer who was granted immediate eligibility by the NCAA, entered the game shooting just 2 of 20 from three-point range to mirror the team's troubles, but he made 5 of 7 on Thursday, while Iowa State made 15 of 29 shots from beyond the arc, and easily their best totals for made threes and three-point percentage this year. And John Petty Jr. had 34 points and 6 three-pointers to lead Alabama, posting the number 2 point total in the tournament's 9-year history. But the Crimson Tide did little to keep the Cyclones' offense in check. Iowa State's 104 points broke the previous tournament record of 102 by Michigan against Charlotte back in 2015. And once the Cyclones will play tonight in the 5th-place game now at that tournament, as they'll take on 13th-ranked Seton Hall. That game's set for a 6 o'clock tip here this evening. Another top 25 college basketball yesterday. It was North Carolina, the latest top team to suffer their first loss of the year. Eli Brooks matched his career high with 24 points, and Michigan advanced to the Battle for Atlantis championship game by surprising the 6th-ranked Tar Heels 73-64. Isaiah Livers added 12 points for the 6-0 Wolverines, who led by 5 in the second half before a 19-0 run gave them a 60-36 lead with 11:18 remaining. Freshman Cole Anthony had 22 points and 7 rebounds to lead the 6-1 Tar Heels. 5 of the current top 10 teams in the AP have lost at least once, and number 3 Michigan State has 2 losses. Other top 25 action, Anthony Cowan Jr. scored five of his career-best 30 points in the final minutes to help fifth-ranked Maryland close out a 76-69 win over Temple in the opening game of the Orlando Invitational. Drew Timm hit a free throw with 20 seconds left in overtime to send 8th-ranked Gonzaga to a 73-72 win over number 11 Oregon and a spot in the Battle for Atlantis championship game. Miles Powell contributed 18 points and helped number 13 Seton Hall hammer Southern Miss 81-56 at that Battle for Atlantis. Boogie Ellis scored 21 points to help number 16 Memphis beat North Carolina State 83-78 in the Barclays Center Classic. And Nico Mannion scored 16 points, totaled 11 assists, and hit a fast break layup with 4 seconds left to help 14th-ranked Arizona escape with a 93-91 win over Pepperdine in the Wooden Legacy. On the schedule here today, aside from those men's games, the women's schedule has plenty of action as well. Drake will take on Purdue at the Gulf Coast Showcase for a 6:30 start. UNI faces Alabama at the South Point Thanksgiving Shootout in Las Vegas at 10 o'clock this evening. Iowa State is home to face Arkansas Pine Bluff at 6:30 tonight at Hilton Coliseum. And coming up tomorrow, the Iowa women will be back in action to take on Washington, finishing out their run at the Puerto Rico Classic. That'll be a noon game tomorrow, and we'll have coverage here on KJN with pregame starting at 11:45. In the NFL, the New Orleans Saints are the NFC South champions for the third consecutive year following a victory over the Falcons in Atlanta. Taysom Hill and the New Orleans offense, or New Orleans defense highlighted a 26-18 victory against the Falcons. Hill blocked a punt to set up his 3-yard touchdown catch. He later scored on a 30-yard run to put New Orleans ahead 17-6 late in the first half. Cameron Jordan recorded 4 of the Saints' 9 sacks of Matt Ryan, the last coming on 4th down in New Orleans territory with 38 seconds to play. Drew Brees passed for 184 yards and a touchdown to help the 10-2 Saints avenge their November 10th loss to the Falcons in New Orleans. Ryan was picked off twice while completing 32 of 50 passes for 312 yards and 2 scores for the 3-9 Falcons, who are officially eliminated from playoff contention. The Buffalo Bills have fortified their postseason chances by earning their first Thanksgiving Day victory in 44 years as well yesterday. Josh Allen threw for a touchdown and ran for another as the Bills knocked off the Dallas Cowboys 26-15. Allen also turned a 4th-down fumble into a 1st-down before John Brown became the first Buffalo receiver to throw a touchdown pass. Brown's 28-yard scoring pass to Devin Singletary put Buffalo ahead to stay just after the 2-minute warning in the first half. Cole Beasley had 110 yards receiving and a touchdown in his first game against his former team, helping the Bills improve to 9-3. It was Buffalo's first Thanksgiving Day appearance in 25 years. Dak Prescott threw a TD pass on the Cowboys' opening drive, but Dallas didn't score again until Prescott found Vontaze Burfict for a touchdown with 4:01 left. Dallas is now 6-6 following their 6th loss in 9 games. The Eagles can catch the Cowboys for first place in the NFC East by defeating the Dolphins in Miami on Sunday. In Detroit, the Chicago Bears have given their fading playoff hopes a big boost with a second-half comeback against the Lions. Mitchell Trubisky tossed a 3-yard scoring pass to David Montgomery with 2:17 remaining to send the Bears to their 3rd win in 4 games, 24-20 over the Lions. The 9-play, 90-yard drive left the Bears at 6-6 and allowed Trubisky to finish with 338 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Lions got to the Chicago 26 on their final drive before Eddie Jackson intercepted a pass on 4th down in the closing seconds. David Blough didn't look bad in his first NFL start. The undrafted rookie from Purdue was 22 of 38 for 280 yards with 2 touchdowns and an interception for Detroit. The Lions are 3-8-1 following their 5th straight loss, eliminating them from postseason contention. In college football coming up here today, we've got the Iowa-Nebraska contest on the way here for you. That'll be an 11:30 pregame. 1:30 is kickoff here this afternoon there from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. In the NHL, the New Jersey Devils have added to the Montreal Canadiens' losing streak. Blake Coleman scored twice and had 2 assists as the Devils dealt the Habs their 6th consecutive loss, 6-4. Damon Severson provided the game winner, 8:21 into the 3rd period to give New Jersey a 5-3 lead. Also, former NHL player Akeem Alou isn't happy with the apology Calgary Flames coach Bill Peters issued for a racial slur he allegedly used when both were in the minors 10 years ago. Alou released his own statement Thursday on Twitter, saying he found Peters' statement acknowledging that he used offensive language to be misleading, insincere, and concerning. Alou tweeted Monday that Peters directed racial slurs toward him when both were the American League's Rockford Ice Hogs, the Chicago Blackhawks' top farm team in 2009-10. And Alou says he has accepted an invitation from the NHL to discuss the situation and will not make any further comments until after the meeting. Peters issued a letter Wednesday night to multiple media outlets apologizing to the Flames and general manager Brad Treveling. The letter did not mention the Nigerian-born Alou or specify the words that Peter used. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.